感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们更感谢耶稣，请坐，是不是？
Thank you, Jesus.
好，感谢主。当我知道母亲节要每一次母亲节的时候呢，差不多我这个女牧师好像都是义不容辞的，都是母亲节要来讲道。
It seems like every Mother's Day, I have a sense of duty to be as a female pastor to come and preach.
今天早上开车过来，我在想，哇，时间过得真快。
And as I was driving this morning, I thought time really goes by fast.
去年的母亲节，我在比利时讲道。
Last Mother's Day, I was in
Brussels.
Brussels.
然后我做梦也没有想到，今年的母亲节我搬到了 San Jose， 在这里讲道。
And never in my dreams I could imagine that this Mother's Day I moved to San Jose and I'm preaching here.
我在安静。我本来我的心里想，母亲节差不多都是在讲智慧的母亲、母爱的伟大这一方面的主题 ，right？
And so I was waiting upon the Lord. I was thinking most topics on Mother's Day talk about the wisdom of a mom or the great love of a mother.
但是今天呢，神要我做一件新事。
But today, God want me to do a new thing.
我要跟各位分享到一位母亲的心路历程。
I want to share with you a mother's experience.
Heart-filled
experience.
我先要开始分享以前哈，请大家先翻开撒母耳记上第一章。
Please turn to Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 1.
我们都知道撒母耳的母亲哈拿的故事，是不是？
And we know about the story of Samuel's mom, Hannah.
我们知道她一直的没有孩子。
Hannah could not bear children.
她心里非常的痛苦
，and she was in great pain.
所以她每年上去耶和华的殿堂在献祭的时候
，so that every year when she go up to the temple of Jehovah when she is offering,
她总是非常的难过，哭泣。
She would be crying and she would be in great pain.
我们看到第八节。她丈夫以利加拿对她说：“哈拿啊，你为什么哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗
？”And on verse 8 it says, Elkanah, her husband would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
然后我们看到第十节到十二节。哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：“万军之耶和华，你若垂顾悲女的苦情，眷恋不忘悲女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴。
And verse 10 to 12 it says, In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord, and she made a vow saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will, only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Eli.
我们在19节到22节次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回到拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
And we look at verse 19 to 20. It says, Early the next morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah.Elkanah lay with Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him.
我们再看一看21节跟22节。以利加拿和他全家都上示罗去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还所许的愿。 哈拿却没有上去，对丈夫说，等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。28节最后，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华，于是在那里敬拜耶和华。
So 21:22 says, when the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, after the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always. Verse 28, so now I give to him to the Lord, for his whole life he will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
然后我们再看最后一处经文，在箴言书 Proverbs.
And next,
14章第一节
we want to turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 11.
No, one, verse one.
Verse one, sorry.
智慧妇人建立家室，愚妄妇人亲手拆毁。我们在这个故事上，我们看到的是哈拿，她这样子好不容易的，一再的呼求祈祷，然后呢？
So here we see that Hannah
可能给我那个手的好了
continues to pray and cry out to the Lord.
我们看到是 Hannah 呢，她这样子的跟神祈求。
We see that Hannah was crying out to the Lord.
但是呢，她这么样的。他这么样的跟神求，可是最后这个母亲她一点都不自私，她把神赐给她那么久等到的一个儿子，她献给了谁？献给了神。
So even though Hannah prayed for a son for a long time, she was not selfish. In the end, she offered up her son back to God.
我相信我们在这里的每一位母亲，我们都要学哈拿的榜样。把我们的孩子全然的献给神。
And I hope that all mothers here, we can learn from Hannah to be able to offer up our children to God.
所以今天呢，我不是要跟你们讲什么长篇大道理。今天梁牧师要跟你们谈心。
So today I'm not going to teach you these great, you know, truths. I just want to talk to you heart to heart.
我就是要跟你们分享一位做母亲的心路历程。
I want to share with you a mother's heartfelt experience.
我们知道在世界上唯一有两种爱是永远不变的。
We know on earth there are two kind of love that will never change.
一个我们知道是什么？我们神的爱，是不是？
One we know is God's love.
另外一种呢，就是母亲对我们孩子的爱。
And the second is a mother's love to her child.
我记得去年十一月中，我从洛杉矶要搬到这里来的时候，我80岁的老母亲不放心。
And I remember last year when I was moving from LA to San Jose here, and my 80-year-old mother, she was worried about me.
她这样子的，在我搬家的前一个礼拜10天，她就从她的家来到我洛杉矶的家，陪我一起的 packing.
And 10 days before I was supposed to move.My mother came over to my house in LA and helped me pack.
然后陪着我搬到这里，一路开了六七个钟头的车子。
And she accompanied me, driving 6-7 hours all the way up to San Jose.
陪我住了两个礼拜。
And she lived with me here for 2 weeks.
因为她后来告诉我妹妹弟弟们说，我不放心她一个人住到一个新的屋子里面，一定会很寂寞孤单。
And later on, my mother told my other brothers and sisters that, hey, I'm worried. I don't want my daughter to live over here by herself. She will be lonely.
想一想，我都已经快60岁的人了。
Can you imagine? I am almost 60.
而我80岁的老母亲对我的爱却仍然是这样子的，爱我像爱我还是她的一个心目中的小女孩一样的不放心。
But my 80-year-old mother still loved me as if I was a little girl to her.
我前几天 我在安静的时候为这个母亲节在祷告的时候我看到一幅 picture
and a few days ago as I was waiting upon the Lord preparing for the message for today I saw a picture
我看到在夜阑人静的时候
I saw in the middle of the night in the calm of night
一位母亲默默地跪在床前祷告
a mother silently kneeled before her bed and prayed
一面向主流泪的诉说
and as she cried and then talked to the Lord
她说神啊我不知道我的孩子现在在哪里
and this mother said Lord I do not know where my child is right now
请你差派天使去把他带回来
may you send forth your angels to bring him or her back
请不要责备管教他
and please do not be harsh and discipline my child
等到他预备好了
and not until when my child is ready
平安地回到家中时
and come home peacefully
在这个祷告里面我心都可以感受到这位母亲的痛
and in this prayer I can feel the pain of this mother
我可以感受到母亲的爱是对孩子是永远不改变的
and I felt that a mother's love will never change
就像父神对我们的爱一样
And similar to how our Heavenly Father loves us
神让我感受到因为我也是一个母亲
God let me feel this because I am a mother
我更能感受到耶稣对我们的这一份母爱
And I can feel the love of Jesus Christ this motherly love
是这么样的牺牲和奉献的爱
It's such a sacrificial love
是不计代价的付出的爱
It's a love that does not count.
我们这些做孩子的，我们能够白白的领受父神我们母亲的爱。
And as children, we can receive this Heavenly Father this freely His love.
可是当我们长大了、赚钱了、结婚了以后，往往我们给我们母亲的时间跟金钱，我们是会计算的。
But as we grow and we have our we're able to work and we begin to count the time that we have toward our mother.
And the money we spend.
Time and the money that we spend toward our mother.
但是我们想一想，我们的母亲，我们的神，他却是永远只是给我们而不想回报的。
But if we think our mother and our God, he and she, when they give to us, they never expect us to pay back.
而且我们的母亲永远是忍耐着对着我们的态度
And our mother is forever patient facing us
而且她对我们的是一种永不放弃的爱
It's a love that never gives up
而且我们这些基督徒的母亲我们永远是我们孩子的代祷者
And for Christian mothers we are always prayers intercessors for our children
我们的母亲远是在深夜夜阑人静的时候真的就是跪在床前为我们的孩子祷告
and our Christian mothers in the middle of the night would kneel and pray for our children
我就想到我们的主耶稣也是这样子的一再的在面前为着我们在父的右边来为着我们一切来祷告
And I can imagine how our Lord Jesus Christ on the right hand of God is praying for us.
我现在要跟各位分享一下我自己的一个心路历程。
And now I want to share with you my heartfelt path and experience.
我像一个年轻的充满着朝气的母亲24岁来到了美国。
So at the age of 24, I was a young mother and full of life, full of energy coming to America.
3 months later, 我生下了我的第一个儿子 Eric.
And 3 months later, my first son, Eric, came.
当时我心里面充满着一切的盼望跟憧憬。
And at that time, I was full of hope and big dreams.
而且我的儿子在六岁的时候智力测验他有11岁的 IQ
And my son Eric when he had an IQ test at 6 it basically equal to an IQ of an 11 year old
当时我心里面就有一个梦想，我的儿子将来要进哈佛大学。
And at that time, I had a dream that my son will enter into Harvard.
我天天的为他做各样的计划准备。
And every day, I will plan and plan for my son.
我们都知道，每一个母亲都认为他的孩子是最棒的。
And we know that every mother, think his or her child is the best.
我记得我当时每一次写信，70年代没有像现在媒体这么发达，是要用写信的。
And I remember back in the 70s at that time, I would be writing mail, snail mail, and it's not as easy as now.
在心中差不多五分之四都在告诉我的亲人、我的朋友、我的儿子有多伟大。
And in my letters, about four out of five times, I would be talking about how great my, you know, my children are.
我把我的儿子紧紧地抓住。
And I hold fast to my son.
我要塑造他成为我的梦中的一个儿子。
And I want to mold him into this dream son of mine.
把我年轻的时候不能达到的梦想计划都要在他的身上付诸实现。
And all of my dreams that I could not accomplish, I want it to happen to him.
但是你们都知道。
But you should know.
失败了。
I failed.
我最后终于接受了事实。
And in the end, I accepted the fact.
特别是当我在1980年信主了以后。
Especially after 1980, after I committed to the Lord.
我了解到我的儿子不是我的。
I began to understand that my son is not mine.
就像哈娜一样，我把我的儿子，我的 Eric 献给了神。
And similar to Hannah, I offered up my Eric.
但是从此有很多很多的仍然是挣扎着。
But even then, since there are many struggles,
不成为一个控制的母亲,
I do not want to be a controlling mom,
不成为拦阻神在他身上作为的母亲,
and not be a mom that obstruct what God has willed on my son,
让他成为他心目中神要他成为的,
and so that he can become what God wants him to be.
Eric 出生两年后, Jennifer 出生了。
So 2 years after Eric was born, Jennifer came on earth.
当我的女儿出生的时候呢，她的脚是这样子的。
And when my
英文叫 crib feet.
When my daughter was born, her feet was kind of crib feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, turn inward.
Turn inward.
我们非常的紧张，以为她的神经系统出了毛病。
And we were so nervous because we were afraid that her central nervous system had issues.
带她去看神经科医生，看骨科医生。
And we brought her to see a doctor, you know, that specializes in these fields.
所以呢，从她一出生不久，她就要穿一种矫正的鞋子，硬把她的弯曲的两只脚硬撑，中间还要有一个很硬的那铁的 bar 一个线把它连住，硬把她的脚矫正成这样子。
And she have to wear special shoes that correct her form, and in the shoes even have a metal bar across to force her feet to be straight.
唯有她在洗澡的时候鞋子才能脱下来，睡觉仍然要穿着那样的鞋子。
And she have to wear her shoes.All the time, even during sleep, only when she take a shower, she would take it off.
所以你们可以想象我这位母亲有多辛苦，每天晚上要起来四五次，因为她不住的哭。
And can you imagine how difficult it was at that time? I have to wake up 4 or 5 times a night because my daughter was crying.
到一个程度，有时候我半夜惊醒，以为她哭了，快快的冲到她的房间，事实上她没有在哭。
Even to the point where sometimes I would just wake up and panic and run to her, even though she was not awake.
三岁，杰尼三岁的时候，我的小女儿拿定出生了。
And when Jennifer was 3 years old, my youngest daughter was born.
等到我以为说终于要有好日子过了，搬到 LA 比较安定了，他爸爸也开始开业了。
So at that time, I was thinking, oh, the good days are finally here as our family moved to LA.My husband, you know, found a good job.
Practice.
Oh, practice?
Mm-hmm. He's a medical doctor.
Oh, okay.
所以呢， 没有想到突然间有一天晴天霹雳。
But one day, thunder and lightning struck.
我的丈夫离开了我和三个年幼的嗷嗷待哺的孩子。
My husband left me and my three children.
我开始震惊、惶恐、不知所措。
I was panicking. I did not know what to do.
在我哭干了眼泪以后，我站起来告诉自己。
And after I wept my tears to the point where there's no more, I stand up and tell myself.
我的孩子已经没有了父亲，他们不能够再没有母亲了。
My children do not have a father. They cannot lose a mother also.
所以我就擦干了眼泪，站起来。
So I wipe away my tears. I stood up.
我告诉自己，我要用神的方法来教导养育我的三个孩子。
And I said, I want to use God's method to raise and to teach my child.
所以当他父亲离开我们的时候 ，Eric 12岁 ，Jennifer 10岁 ，Nadine 7岁。
At that time, when their fathers left them, my children were 12, 10, and 7.
我们每天晚上吃完饭，我们一定有一段很短的时间，因为他们很小，我只是用15分到30分就跟他们念一两节圣经。
And after dinner every night, we would gather for just 15, 30 minutes, and I would read to them a Bible verse.
我开始学会聆听他们的心声。
I began to listen to their voice and their, you know, what their heart is saying.
我开始学会用耶稣的爱来看整件事情。
I began to learn how to use the love of Christ to look at situation.
在整个成长的过程里面。
And through all the time of growing,
我们有欢笑，我们有眼泪，我们有挣扎，我们有争辩。
There are times of joy, there are times of tears. We had struggles, we had conflicts.
特别是在他们面临到青少年的时候。
Especially during their teenage years.
我告诉我的儿子 Eric 说，你是家里面的大哥哥。
I told my son Eric that you are the big brother of the house.
无论你往哪里去
，No matter where you go，
你要照顾两个妹妹。
You have to take care of your sisters。
有一天妈妈不在的时候
，And one day if I'm not there，
你更是要像父亲一样的来照顾他们。
You have to take care of your sisters as a father。
可能是因为我这一句话，我的两个女儿都在跟我说，有一天他们结婚，要让哥哥把他们牵出来。
And because of my saying here。My two daughters are saying one day when they are married, they want their brother to lead them onto the altar.
当我的女儿在进入青少年期的时候，她特别的叛逆。
And when both of them?
No, only Jennifer.
Oh, okay. And when my second daughter or
no Jennifer.
When she went through her teenage years, she was extremely rebellious.
常常跟我在饭桌上争吵。
And a lot of times would argue with me, you know, on the dinner table.
但是呢，每一次啊，我到他的房间跪在那里，他不在的时候，我开始去那里祷告，按他的枕头，开始很认真的为他祷告。
And whenever she's not around, I would go into her room. I would kneel down, pray for her. I would lay hands over her bed and really seriously pray for her.
用方言征战。
And battle in tongues.
然后呢，我就看到她极大的改变。
And I saw the great change in her.
所以呢，我的女儿们，我的孩子啊，我的儿子，今天能为成为他们的今天。
So today, my children could become who they are today.
是用这个母亲的两个膝盖跟流泪所造出来的。
I believe it's because of this mother's knees and also tears.
所以我相信我在做一次释放的时候，很多母亲来告诉我她家里孩子问题有多严重，没有办法解决。我总是告诉母亲，我们的父神一定会帮助我们的。
So as I was going through healing and deliverance, I meet many mothers who said their children is not salvageable, and I always tell them that our Heavenly Father can rescue them.
我常常的跟他们在那里 坐在那里像朋友一样的听聆听他们的心声。
And I would sit down with them as friends and listen to their thoughts and their feelings.
我从来不大声的要他们照我的方法去做。
And I would never demand that they follow my methods.
我从来只给他们建议。
I would always just recommend.
我让他们去做决定。
But they make the ultimate choice.
我要他们知道。他自己做了决定了，他就要承担自己决定所出来的果子。
And I want these sisters who are moms, when they make their choice, they have to likewise bear the consequence.
因为时间关系，我就不再多说。神很奇妙的在昨天晚上让我就是很无意的当中看到了 Jennifer 在1996年The Mother's Day 写的这一篇，神就感动我要念出来给你们听，目的不是在表扬我多好，而是I'm sorry.
So as we move on because of time, I want to share with you a story or a letter that Jennifer wrote about.Me, about her mom back in 1996. And the story, I don't want to share with you because just telling you how good of a mother I am.
神的意思是让我借着 Jennifer 的这一个也表露的在你们当中很多你们 ABC 的孩子们要对你们说的话。
And through hopefully this message here, God will speak to a lot of our teenagers who are, born in America, and in terms of how they shouldrespond to their mothers.
No, their heart feeling towards their mom and the word they want to talk to their mom. Okay, 我先用中文，我自己把它翻成中文，所以我先中文讲一段，你念一段英文，这样。
Okay, so Pastor Leung is going to say it in Chinese, and then I will just read in English.
当神决定要把这个家庭放在一起的时候，在那个神圣的一刻。他一定有个十分深刻的灵感，实在是很难再找到一个更合适我们的母亲在这个世界上。没有一个人能像我母亲那样的了解我们，细心照顾，忍耐，原谅我们，而且更甚的是他充满着关爱的将他自己完全的投入给了这三个特殊的孩子。
So when God was making, this is what Jennifer wrote, when God was making his decision about which mother to give to us to, he must have had a moment of divine inspiration when he put this family together. It would be difficult to find another woman who could have been our mother. Who else would be capable of being as understanding, caring, patient, forgiving, and most of all, lovingly devoted to this particular trio of children?
我们的母亲在我们需要她时他永远在我们身边陪着我们度过好的时光，比如生日宴会、暑假的活动，为我们预备学校午餐，有一次在小学的园游会里面为我们预备了好几百份的棉花糖，弄得他整个头发都是粉红色的。还有经过三次的挫折感与发脾气，我那年16岁时终于拿到了我的驾驶执照。他在我们经历困难时总是永远在旁扶持我们，如 Eric 在6岁的时候跌入了未造好的游泳池时被紧急的送去医院缝了好几针，在头部还有当然在他的头部里还有当然拿定在一次不小心被滚烫的开水烫伤，几乎是二等的烧伤意外的时候。而当我们最心爱的牧羊犬在我们三个孩子去参加教会的退休会突然跑出去不见了，为了保护我们三个伤心年幼的孩子，他没有告诉我们真相，保守了好多年的秘密实情，一直到几年前我们三个都已经成年了，他才告诉我们事实的真相是 Scotty 被车撞死了，可怜的妈咪还要单独的到动物协会去认尸。
Our mother has always been there for us. She has seen us through the good times, birthday parties, summer vacations, making us sack lunches. That time, she made cotton candy at the Valentine School County Fair. In the process, got her perfect beloved hair all pink. When I finally got my driver's license, and she has held us during the tough times, when Eric fell into the unfinished pool and had to get stitches, or when I was born crippled and had to wear those braces for 2 years, kicking and screaming, of course, and, or when Nadine had those second-degree burns on her arms, and she was there for us when we, when our dog disappeared while we were away at a retreat. She told us that he had run away and they had never found him. Only recently did she reveal the truth. All these years she had been lying to protect us, but actually poor Scotty had been crushed by a car and Mom had to go identify the body. Throughout all of our experiences, she has been there to encourage us and support us as a loving mommy. And as time passed on, she learned to fill the role of being daddy as well.
从小到大所经历的一切，母亲总是耐心、不辞辛劳地在旁支持我们、鼓励我们。随着岁月流逝，她不只是我们的母亲，而且身兼副职。我仍然记得，当我人在初中时，一个高度紧张、固执的孩子，常常做功课到三更半夜。有时他很累了，但仍然为我做些小点心，陪我、鼓励我到半夜，而且一再告诉我不要放弃。而这段期间，却也是他正在经历他人生中的一段最艰苦、煎熬的时期。这就是我的母亲。不管在人生多么的艰难痛苦中，他永远将我们三个孩子的需要摆在他自己需要之上，他永远将我们的生命放在他自己之前，他拥有一个能完全容易了解你和把自己放在你的角度来看事情的能力。
Okay, I still remember the times when I was in junior high, a high-strung, anxious kid who was always staying up really late doing my homework. Sometimes she would stay up with me and make me little snacks and just encourage me to keep working and not give up. And this was during a period when she was suffering a great personal crisis of her own. But that's the kind of person she is. She's like that. In spite of the difficulties and hardships which life has forced her to endure, Mom has always been more concerned with our lives and our needs than she has been about her own. She is terribly understanding and possesses the ability to see things from other person's point of view. For example, there have been countless days when I have returned home in a foul mood after work or school.
好, okay, I'm starting this. Yeah, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
例如有许多时候我带着一个不好的情绪从学校或工作场所回来，母亲那无辜的一句问话，你今天在学校还好吗？可能会带来一场如史瓦辛格式的大发脾气、大吼大叫的回应。当我冷静下来到他面前寻求原谅道歉的时候，他永远是准备好了随时要饶恕原谅我的。
Okay, so for example, there have been many countless days when I have returned home in a foul mood after work or school. These are times when an innocent statement such as, how was school today, can result in a response that could make even big, tough Arnold Schwarzenegger cry. But when I've come to my senses and go to her to seek forgiveness, she is always so ready to give it. Despite how much our actions may hurt her, she holds no wrong against us.And this has taught me so much about our Heavenly Father's love for us.
不管我们的态度行为是多么的使他受伤，他永远不计较的，就因着这一切在母亲身上，我学到了天父的爱。事实上很难得的，哦，事实上很难的，不一想到我母亲的爱，就会联想到天父的爱。就因他那种对父神永不改变的信心， 带领了我们三个孩子来到基督耶稣的面前，而且经历了长久的时间，持之以恒的祷告后，他自己的全家，包括他年老的父母兄、弟兄姐妹都信耶稣了。他一生的生命中心在于完全像孩子一般的对父神全然的信心。这不只是他如此的教导养育我们，而且很明显的，他也是以父神的榜样学习放开我们，使我们自由的来依靠天父，学习走人生的道路。对他来说虽然是很挣扎，但当我们三个孩子渐渐进入成年的时间，他也真的学会了放手，自由的让我们去经历人生的大荣。
Okay, so in fact, it is difficult to think about my mother without having to think about God. She has this unyielding faith that has led the three of us to Christ. And after her years of prayer, her whole side of the family has also come to know the Lord. Her life is centered around her childlike faith in God. I know this is not only by the way she has raised us, but it is evident in the way she has also let us go. As challenging as it has been for her, she has granted all of us, as we approach adulthood, the freedom to face life, making our own decisions. And through the tons of mistakes we've made... Oh, did I pass it?
It's okay, you can finish.
Okay. And through the tons of mistakes we've made, such as dropping out of college, she has stood by us with her unwavering support and her never-ending prayers. She is rooted in her faith that God will always be with her and with her children, despite what circumstances may seem to be saying.
Okay. 他真的学会了放手，自由的让我们去经历人生的大荣辱，使我们充满了自由去面临生活当中的各样抉择，而经历许许多多错误的决定，比如选择暂时休学去工作两年，他仍然在旁支持协助我，以他永不改变的心放弃我们的心智，用他不住的祷告托住我，他的信心建立在神不管建立在不管外表的环境人看起来有多糟糕，但神永远会照管他和我们三个孩子，神永远不会离开我们，不管我们的神他永远不会与我们，他永远会与我们在一起的。
Okay. There is so much more that we want to say about our mother, but we will be saying them in the years still to come. As long as I can remember, she has shown us her enormous capacity to love us unconditionally in spite of our shortcomings. And it is this love that has taught us. It is this love that has protected us. It has healed us. It has brought us joy and laughter and even tears. But most of all, our mother's love for us has shown usOur father's love.
我们还有许许多多的事可以诉说我们的母亲，但随着时光年日的飞逝，以后还有更多可以分享的。在我可以回想的记忆中，母亲所让我见到的是她那永无条件对我们的爱心。不管我们三个孩子的软弱短处有多少，也因着母亲的这种无条件的爱心，教导了我们，保护了我们，也医治了我们，也带给了我们喜乐、欢笑，甚至眼泪。但最重要的是，我透过我们母亲对我们的爱，也让我们看见了，而且经历了天父的爱。我想 Jennifer 所写的这一篇一定也是你们的孩子对我们在座的许许多多位母亲的心声。今天神要我念出来，就是告诉你们，虽然你们的孩子也许没有像 Jennifer 这样子的表达出来、写出来，但在你们孩子的心目中，你们就是一位伟大的母亲，就是一位把父神的爱透过你们而行出来，让你的孩子感受到你们的爱，而经历到父神的爱的这样的母亲。让我们一起低头来做一个祷告。
So, I want to translate.
Okay.
So today I want to share this letter with you, and what Jennifer wrote hopefully is what your children have also in their hearts to you. And they may not have expressed it in this way, but I know most of the children here and also your children who are not here are likewise have learned your unconditional love, a mother's love that show forth how our Heavenly Father loves us. So let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父神，亲爱的耶稣，亲爱的圣灵，特别在这母亲节的日子里。
Dear Heavenly Abba, Father, our Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, on this Mother's Day,
我们感谢你在全世界塑造了这么多的母亲。
We thank you that throughout this whole world, you have created so many mothers.
而你制作在每一位母亲里面的那一种爱心跟耐心是没有任何一个人可以替代的。
And you created in every mother that love and patience that nothing can replace.
那种牺牲奉献的透过你而表露出来的爱。
That the love of sacrifice, the love of offering that through you is able to be expressed.
耶稣我们谢谢你。
Lord, we just thank you.
求你今天在这个时刻，你更祝福我们在座的每一位母亲。
And at this moment, this time, may you bless all the mothers here.
不管我们的孩子在多大的年纪当中。
It doesn't matter how old our children are.
让我们学习你的教导。
Let us learn your lessons.
我们永远用你的慈爱来等待我们的孩子成长。
That we can always use your mercy and love.To wait for our children to grow.
因为你在哥林多前书十三章教导我们爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you teach us that love is everlasting, is full of grace.
而且爱是不计算人恶的。
And love does not count the wrongs.
帮助我们的这一些母亲们永远不看我们孩子的过错。
And help us mothers, as mothers, do not count the wrongs of our children.
我们永远是忘记背后努力面前
And that always will forget the past and look forward the future
向着标杆直跑
And aim at our destiny
求耶稣你赐给我们每一位母亲从你来的属天的智慧
And Lord may you bless all the mothers with the heavenly wisdom
祷告的力量
And the prayer and the strength
让我们不靠自己的才能
Let us not rely on our own talents
自己的精力
Our own efforts
让我们是真正的依靠圣灵
Let us be able to rely on the Holy Spirit
带领我们每一天的脚步
Lead our everyday steps
好让我们是用圣灵你的原则来教导养育我们的孩子
And use the principle of the Holy Spirit to teach and raise our children
带领我们的每一位母亲在我们的生活里面跟父神是这么样的亲密
And may every mothers here have a close relationship with the Heavenly Father
赐给我们有一双聆听的耳
Give us the ears that can hear
不批评论断的口
A mouth that do not judge
永远是鼓励建造安慰的口
And always supportive, always encouraging
帮助我们
Lord help us
在生活上以身作则行出来
That everyday lives we can be a great example and live it out
让我们真正的按照耶稣你的心意按照孩子不同的才能来养育他们
And Lord let us by your will the Lord Jesus' will to be able to raise our children by their own talents
耶稣赐给我们永不放弃的信心
Lord, give us a faith that never gives up.
谢谢你耶稣。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
最后赐给每一位母亲永远活在你的喜乐和安息里。
And Lord, may you bless all the mothers to be able to rest in your joy and rest.
永远知道你是按照你时间表按照你的计划旨意行事的神。
To know that you are God who has his timing and has schedule.
在我们的孩子身上透过你的引导我们永远是有盼望的
And in our children through your leading Lord we have hope
祝福我们的每一位
Lord bless everyone
我们的每一个家庭
and all of the families
都能够是一个合神心意的家庭。
All the families could be a family that, you know, satisfy your will.
在这世界上做光做盐。
To be the light and salt of this earth.
使人看见我们。
So when people see us,
就看到我们是耶稣基督的使者。
They see the ambassadors of Christ.
我们是耶稣爱器皿流入的管道。
And that we are a loving vessel for Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Lord, we thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 最后我想我们就用那个深深爱你的那一段，我们把深深爱你耶稣哈，我们在这里，我们一起站起来，我们唱深那个我们就唱深深爱你母亲。好，我们来对我们在座的母亲，或我们的母亲不在身旁也没有关系，用我们的心灵来跟他唱深深爱你母亲，然后那个将你生命的一切改成我爱你超越生命的一切，改成超越你的软弱。好，我们就这样唱、
so、let us
唱两遍来感谢，来感恩我们的母亲。
Let us sing the song Deeper in Love and change the word to Deeper in Love with Mom.